Because you're a little bit of a
Because of you. Because of your glory.
Would you set us on a rock? Would you be our fortress today? Would you enlighten the eyes of our understanding so that we might hear from you, Lord God, so that we might go away from this room not the same way we came in, so that we might when we leave here, Lord God, be able to apply our anointing to our lives. Somebody might receive the seed, might be watered by us. We know it's all for your glory, Lord. We want to thank you today for using us and for counting us worthy to be used by you. For your glory, Lord, so the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight and in the sight of the family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Behind me, Satan. Somebody say,
of God to be set free, to be set at liberty. He came to to pay the captain.
Yes, we do.
You gotta put your hand up. You gotta give God no glory. The eyes of the captives in here. I know there are, and God knows that there are. And but if you want to be set free today, you ought to put up two hands and two feet. That's what it says in verse 18. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm going to stop right there. You can't do it by yourself. You can't fix it. I don't care how good looking you get. I don't care from the Gucci or the Uzi or the mascara or the suit, the tie, the shoes. You know the ones that have the insignias on them and your face different, and then you smile like that, and then you look like you got it going on, but you're just tore up. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You're jacked up. Mm-hmm. But you look good. People think you're doing all right. Got nice shiny comb. Lord, if you were shining on the inside like your car was, you'd be in great shape. Oh, man. Man, that's the other thing. You crack jokes in your sermon. I say, no, I just tell people the truth. I try to make it real. Oh, yeah. I know. If some of the brothers looked as good as one wheel on their car, one in the dark. Yeah, I'm glad. Because the world is going to hell. The question is, if the Spirit of the Lord upon you. You have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. You have the same power in you that raised Christ from the dead. You have the same power in you that raised Lazarus from the dead. You have the same power in you that raised up.
Impossible, oh God. God. If it's upon you, there is nothing that is too hard for God. I know the devil is trying to wreck some stuff in your life. I know the devil's trying to get something to turn around. I know you know somebody that the devil has wrecked some stuff in their life. I know you know somebody that the devil is trying to get them to turn around. They wouldn't get out of bed this morning. They won't give God no glory. They won't give God no praise because it's not going.
Still doing it man's way. Still trying to fix it their own way. Still trying to hold on to it. Hold it out, God. Spirit. I was telling you about the relationship.
myself. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The son did not even say, I can handle this. The son did not even say, I got it. Don't worry about going back to glory. The son didn't say, I don't need you. I am good enough. The son said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. Am I the only one in this spirit of the Lord upon me? I'm telling you right now, when you ask for the Lord to be upon you, he will start to make a way in your desert. He will start to make a way in your situation. The son, stop being cute, somebody. The son, stop acting like you can handle it. The son said, the spirit, the Holy Spirit, not just me by myself. You're going to fight the spirit too. And don't forget, the Father is greater than them all.
You will fight with me too. You might as well put a bull down. And then it shows up in your life. After it shows up in you, it shows up in your friends. You might have to get new ones. Show up on your job. Come Thursday, you want to invite somebody to church. They'll be looking at you like, how am I going? You might not even said a word. You might not have said anything to anybody. But when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, He will anoint you. That's wrong.
Somebody go to first
Daddy, right now, you reach this. There's somebody right now that needs you to stop acting like this. Mm-hmm. There's somebody right now that's waiting for you. Beat it.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Now, verse
8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
Shall cover a multitude of sins. Your love. Mm-hmm. Understand that you were scarcely saved. Everything that he could give, he gave to what? You? So that you would know that you, by the skin of your chin, this means you. Did you see this thing? Look, let me work on this thing. And if the righteous, the ones that should be filled with the Holy Spirit, scarcely. Verse 19 is what I was trying to tell you about. You're not willing to do what? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him. And what?
Well done.
No, tell them what you want to do. It's your thing. I'm not going to tell nobody. I'm not going to let nobody know that He's in me. I'm not going to let nobody know that the Spirit of the Lord is a I was out in the yard just yesterday, and here come the Jehovah Witnesses. Do you know, they looked at me and said, they went to that house. I started to chase them. They went to that house. Just like I'm telling you. Got on my tractor. I went right to the sidewalk where they was, turned it off. They went to that house. They got glory. Everybody talk to me. You better have the window. Some reason he just wanted me to sell upon my soul. What
with your white horse and come feel it. Turn up the energy now. Feel the power. Feel the power. Come back. I think I made it, bro. I'm telling you what to go against. Yo, Yanny, how you doing? What you been doing? Sometimes I just be texting. Amen.
Amen.
I know why they're doing it. Because they're unattractive. And I know why they're doing it. And we need the tempers. It makes me crazy.
Amen.
You, or somebody you know, needs to be set free. There are children of God who are in bondage.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you that he will set
free.
Give God a hand clap.